Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 through 57. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 54 through 57. Paul says, "When the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?' The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." As we've been dealing in this whole section of Paul's refuting those who say there is no resurrection and we don't get new bodies, when we die, that's all there is. When Paul has been showing that that's not true for many reasons, he's been saying if there's no resurrection, then Jesus didn't rise. And if Jesus didn't rise, then we're still in our sin and we're to be pitied of all most people mostly because we have been saying that Jesus rose from the dead and we've been living for that. And he then says we've all been proven to be liars because we saying that God raised Jesus from the dead if it didn't happen. And he goes on and he says, don't listen to people that say that stuff. Stay away from bad people, and bad company corrupts good morals. And then he goes on and he explains that there is a resurrection, that Jesus did rise from the dead, and our bodies that we're going to get are going to be different and better than the ones we have now. And we've been dealing with all that, but listen to what Paul says here as he wraps this all up. He says, when we get our glorified bodies, our salvation will be complete, and death and sickness will never be a worry again. Listen to what he says again. When the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul says this. I hope you understand this, that our salvation is three parts. There's our justification. That's the moment we get saved, when we believe in Jesus and God declares us righteous. At the same time, there's a sanctification process. While we're in these bodies, still dealing with sin and learning how to let Christ live in and through us, we're being sanctified and conformed daily, inwardly and outwardly, into the image of Jesus Christ. And then the third part is when we get our eternal bodies, our glorification. That is the final part of our salvation, when we get our new bodies. Listen to Revelation 21, verses 1 through 4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He'll wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And when we get to that final eternal state, in the new heaven, and the new earth, and the new Jerusalem, there will be no more sin. No more earthly bodies. During the millennial kingdom, there'll be still some sin, and Jesus is going to rule with a rod of iron, and there's still going to be some humans who have earthly bodies. But in the new heaven and the new earth, death will have been swallowed up in victory. No more dying, no more pain, and our salvation will be fully complete. Now, he makes an interesting statement that I'm going to try to cover in the last minute or so we have left in this challenge. He said this, "The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law." I don't know if you know this or not, but the Bible's real clear that the law isn't going to make you holy. Keeping the law isn't going to make you right before God. It's through the law, Romans chapter 3, verses 19 and following, that through the law we become conscious of sin. Romans 5:20, the law was added so the trespass would increase. What fuels sin, the power of sin, is the law. What fuels sin is the law. You probably never thought about stepping on someone's lawn while you're walking down a sidewalk, but if they put all these signs that says, do not step on the lawn, on my lawn, now all of a sudden you want to. The law fueled your sin, but thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. When we get our new bodies, our salvation will be complete, and I look forward to that day, and I hope you are as well. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Psalms. We'll be back Monday to look at the rest of and finish up 1 Corinthians. Hope to see you then.